My name is Jeffrey Kozlowski from Urbandale, Iowa. Originally from Wisconsin.
And you are here for a pretty good reason. You just won $50,000 in Saturday's Powerball draw. How are you feeling right now?
Happy.
Yeah.
Still shaking a little bit.
That's entirely understandable. You're here at Lottery Headquarters claiming your big prize. Can you kind of just walk me through your story, where you bought your ticket, where you checked your numbers, how you reacted?
Well, yeah, it was kind of a weird story. I asked a girlfriend to make me meatloaf for dinner for Saturday night, and I forgot my Worcestershire sauce at work. So I had to run to Price Chopper to grab some. And while I was coming out of the line, I just glanced up at the Powerball sign and seen $55 million. I'm like, hey, I usually don't buy tickets unless it's over 100, really. But I'm like, yeah, I might as well just get a couple. I'm walking past the counter. So I picked up 5 tickets for $10 and went home. Didn't look at my numbers at all because, like I said, I just started to get so sick. And Sunday night rolls around and I was kind of just laying around watching TV, and I looked at the counter and my tickets were still there. I pulled it up online and I looked. I matched one number, matched 2 numbers, matched 3 numbers, and I'm like, there's no way. And I seen the 4th one and I'm like, holy moly. And then I looked in the Powerball match. So 4 out of 5 numbers, something in the Powerball. I almost had a heart attack. I did. I started shaking so bad it wasn't even funny. So I happened to get up, go towards the bedroom where my girlfriend just went to sleep, and I woke her up, and I was shaking so bad, and she looked at me, and she says, what's wrong? I'm like, I think I just won a whole bunch of money. And she's like, how? I'm like, the Powerball. I have 4 out of 5 numbers and the Powerball, which it didn't come out that clear because I was shaking so bad. And she honestly said, no, I don't believe you. Well, then she was looking at him. She's like, I don't believe you. I'm like, well, maybe I did look at him wrong or something if she's not seeing it. But no, that was the story.
It actually happened. Man, that's a heck of a pick-me-up. So you had your first COVID shot. You weren't feeling well all weekend. And
yep.
Man, ending the weekend with a bang, huh?
End the weekend with a bang. It couldn't have been a better weekend.
Yeah, no kidding. So for people who have never won the lottery before, can you describe the moment? Like, what's going through your head the minute you realize you just won $50,000?
I have been getting lottery tickets like this since they first started. Mm-hmm. My father has been, many years ago, and if, like I say, when it first started, he used to copy them all down on paper, you know, and try to figure out a way. Well, after years, we just figured out that just does not going to work. So I don't buy them constantly. But if I'm in the gas station, I'll buy a couple tickets.
Sure.
But I've been buying them for so many years, and I just kept saying to myself, you know, I see all these winners. Why can't I win at least once? You know, it doesn't have to be millions and millions, but, you know, a nice prize would be nice to show me that, hey, you can win. You absolutely can win, and I can say that right now. You can win. I'm a nobody from Wisconsin, you know? And I'm like, holy man, I'm a hick from the backwoods. And you can win.
You can. It's true. And here you are. Oh, my gosh. So what's your girlfriend's name?
Natalie.
And so obviously she came around and realized that this was actually real.
She was going to come today, but she worked late last night.
Oh,
and
sure.
And she's like, you want me to go with you? I'm like, I think I'll manage. I don't need you to get up at 8 a.m., you know, but I think she wanted to come.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean,
it's ecstatic to be in this room. I mean, the lottery center of, it's like crazy.
With the big lottery logos on the wall and you
it's
got your
amazing.
Picture taken. Yeah, what does it feel like to be here? Are you still kind of?
I'm still shaking. Yeah. I was fine till I started walking up to the building, and I'm like, I'm really going in here. I'm really going to get the money. I'm like, this isn't a dream.
Oh, man, it's a dream come true, right?
It's part of a dream come true.
Oh, that's
the other half of the dream come true is winning again, but the whole thing, right?
Going for the jackpot next time, yeah. Yep. Now you know the routine, what you need to do, and you'll be ready for the next
one. A good trial run.
Now, have you thought about what you're going to do with your winnings?
Yes, to a certain point. To a certain point. My what I want to do is I've been wanting to buy a fishing boat for a long, long, long time. I love to fish. Mm-hmm. And the girlfriend's got a father who has a hard time getting around. He's got a boat. It's always broke. You know, every time he lets somebody use it, it comes back broke. And he's got to spend money to fix it. And it's an older boat. And I just look at the guy, and he likes to fish. You know, and he can't right now. He's got a broken boat. So I just told the girlfriend, I'm like, I'm going to buy a boat. I'm going to buy a nice boat so I can get him out on the water and have him fish his heart out.